Well, hello. It is the Karsh and Anderson program, and I am back, Doug Karsh, and glad to be with you here on a Thursday. We had an incredible, incredible vacation, and I will recap it in great detail because it's middle of the summer, and while there's still a lot of talk, a lot of stuff to talk about, I figured, you know, why not? I feel, it's weird because I'm away, you go away, and you get used to doing this show, and you get used to talking to Detroit, and you get used to talking to our audience, and stuff happens like when you're on vacation, you're like, I can't wait to share this. I can't wait to share that because, you know, we've been doing this for so long and it's like, I want to get back and tell all my friends about it because we had a wonderful trip. Gator's still out, be out the rest of the week. He'll be back. Kang, am I right? He's back on Monday. Is that correct? Gator's back Monday.
Gator is back Monday.
Okay.
As far as we know.
And you were gone too, right? You were gone.
I was gone the first 2 days this week.
So yeah. Gator was gone. You were gone. I was gone.
Yeah, we were all three of us were gone.
Which never happens. But we, because they always like to have, one Gator out here, certainly Kang, the heart and soul of this program, the backbone of the program. And it's it just so happened this summer that it went down that way. No, we were not in a contract holdout.
That rumor. Speak for yourself, Doug. Mine didn't go too well. I'm back.
Okay. Yeah. but for my wife and I, we were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. Now, originally the plan was to go to the British Open. And the reason was because on our honeymoon, we'd get back, you know, we were young and you go stumbling back to the hotel room at 1:30 and the British Open was starting and I'm like, ooh, golf. And it became kind of this funny ongoing joke is we would watch, you know, the live British Open golf in the middle of the night as we were getting home from, you know, being young and rambunctious. And so we thought it would kind of be fun to come full circle. Well, a couple things happened that kept it from happening. One is, you know, you sort of go through real life. And I'll tell you what it was out of state tuition. I'm like, maybe we're not going to be, we needed to keep the financial genie in the bottle. So we had to audible, and cancel a trip to two as it was in Royal Portrush, which is by all accounts, a beautiful course in Northern Ireland, but sort of the plan, it wasn't just to go to the British Open. Believe me, my wife wasn't like 25th wedding anniversary. Yeah. Let's go watch four rounds of golf. It was, we'd go to London for some time, spend some time in London and then, you know, go even only spend a day or two at the British Open. But the issue crept up with Northern Ireland, getting to Royal Portrush is not easy. It is in Northern Ireland. The closest we could stay was Belfast, which was still an hour plus train ride. Getting from London to Royal Portrush includes another flight or a long train ride and then a bus and then a ferry and then another train ride. Like it was going to be, it's difficult to get. I mean, I'm sure people over there are used to it or accustomed to it or know what they're doing. We did not know what we were doing. And we're like, getting from London to Royal Portrush looks like a bit of a pain in the butt. And then the other thing was tickets to the British Open, not easy to get. And you would think, you know, I tried to work some connections, some pretty big connections. And even under those circumstances, it was becoming clear. I get the sense that Royal Portrush is a bit of a postage stamp as far as a host venue and tickets were hard to come by. So between that, between out-of-state tuition and real life getting in the way, we audibled and decided we would just stay here domestically. And so the good news was when we booked all of everything we did to England and Ireland, it was all refundable except one place that gave us a problem when we tried to cancel. And so far we've come out unscathed from that. But so we audibled and we redid everything and we decided we would hit some of our favorite places out west for about half the price. And we had an incredible time. I mean, when you spend, for people who are parents now, are going to be parents or former parents, you can relate to this. Traveling with your kids, and Kang, you're in the middle of it right now. Traveling with their kids and traveling without kids is a completely different experience. Because you know, your kids dictate
because of the kids?
Yes. They dictate the majority of the activities. Now, when they were growing up, we'd take them on adventures and we'd go to national parks.
No, I definitely wanted to go on that jungle gym.
Well, where'd you just get...
I just came back from Bavarian Blast, the brand new water park here in Michigan.
Yeah. So you mix in, you try to mix in some of the things that adults want to do. Because, like, you took them to Vegas. Now you have family out there.
Well, the kids wanted to go to Vegas. I wanted to go to Bavarian Blast. It's a, you know...
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's you got to give each give and take relationship, Doug.
Well, we went back to places that we had been before. We were just doing without the kids, which means we could hike. I will tell you, if you love national parks and you love getting out and experiencing and like earning the views that you see, I don't know if I can recommend anything more than Glacier National Park. When it was all set, which is in Montana, it's in northern Montana. When it was all said and done, my wife and I hiked over 50 miles. And I mean, there's some debate over one of us getting over 50 and the other one being just shy of 50. And maybe we'll get into the details of that a little bit later. But Glacier National Park, and we're not even scraping the surface of all the different places we can hike and the different hikes we can do. I'll give you a little cheat guide to how you should do it. But Glacier National Park is my happy place. And I will tell you probably the highlight of the trip, because Jansen asked me the highlight of the trip. There is a trail called the Scenic Point Trail, where you spend it's probably close to 9 miles round trip. It took 2.5 hours to get up and 1.5 hours to get down. It felt like the entire time we were in an IMAX movie. You're looking around going, I can't believe how, minuscule we are compared to the mountains and the valleys and what we're looking out over. It was absolutely unbelievable. And it was probably the highlight of the trip, but there were a lot of highlights and there's a lot of like cheat codes and things I will recommend. And I know we got 4 hours together and I know we got a Tiger team that is in a death spiral. And I know we got Lions football coming up soon. So there's a lot to get into sports wise. We got a trade deadline to break down, but I'm going to bring up the speed on the whole trip coming up next. Tell you what was good, what was bad, what was weird. You travel to different parts of the country, life experiences, you get through some really weird stuff. But we'll bring everybody up to speed on that before we get into the Tigers, which is obviously become a bit of an issue here in Detroit. They won one game while I was gone. We were gone for 12 days. They won one game. And it was the only game I watched because it was on ESPN and I was on a ferry and could stream it and watch the end of that game, saw them win that game, and it's the only game they've won since I've been gone. So the good news is I'm back, and they play today, and we'll see if there is indeed a direct correlation. 248-539-9797. Great to be with you here on Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.